Eva Brown Show. Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? So just respect my conglomerate.
We moving real quick, baby. Can you keep up?
Mo Brown Sugar and DJ Spinfo. We hitting you with the hottest joints. Hip hop, R&B, reggae. You know how we do. We got that soul knocking, body rocking music for your ears.
Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown, and Spinfo, the Limpo, your girlfriend's favorite DJ.
So keep your ears open, cause the show starts now. What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody out there? You are listening to Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. If you want a shout-out, a request, and all that good stuff, call 718-488-1590, 718-488-1590. And I got my man Nonchalant in the building with me. Say what's up.
What's goody, good, good?
Why you gotta come in sounding all crazy?
Sorry, my bad.
All right, my headphones are all broken and stuff. I'm trying to rock out, and it's not working for me very well, but it's all right. So I've been gone for a minute now. I'm back with the jump off.
Yeah? No, you got the jump off over there?
No, we've got lots of entertainment news to talk about today. Normally I have the topic of the day and all that jazz, but there's a few situations and subjects that I'd like to touch today. So it's not just one topic.
You got a
There's
lot?
More.
More than one.
Yes. Yes.
You got like a potpourri of stuff.
Yes. For example, negative people, negative friends. Mm-hmm. Yes, we don't want any of that happening in our circle. We need to keep positive.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep that out
your
circle.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
All right, so really quick before I get to some music, we're going to do a throwback Michael Jackson situation. We're going to start that off.
Yeah. Okay.
First, Jersey Shore.
What about it?
Sammy and Mike, is that their name?
Sammy and Mike.
Sam and Ronnie. At Sam and Ronnie.
Right.
The super couple of Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Now, allegedly, they're saying they're broken up. They're not together anymore. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you that don't watch the show, because, you know, it's very dramatic and all that extra stuff. Okay, I do understand that. But, like, you can really tell when people love each other.
And you think they're deeply in love with one another.
Yes, they love each other so much that they drive each other crazy.
That's not healthy, though.
But it's possible that you can love somebody so much that you just go crazy.
But
has that ever happened to you
before?
But
they only get crazy when they're drunk. Have you noticed that?
No, they're crazy when they're not drunk, when they're sober.
But when they're together.
But
when they're together, they're crazy.
I need to know, what was the most craziest thing you did because of love?
The most craziest thing I ever did because of love. That's a good question.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we going to go into that.
Okay.
But first, I got to hit y'all off with a little bit of Michael Jackson.
MJ.
Oh, breaking?
Yeah, let's do the MJ.
Let's do the MJ. Mo Brown, Shake of the Diva Brown Show.
Ow.
Dark child. The same, cause girl, you came and changed the way I want, the way I don't. I cannot explain the things I feel for you, but girl, you know it's true. I'll stay with me, I'll fulfill my dreams, and I'll be all you need.
Girl. that you kinda hype. My ice is albino white. I hope you're tight. I go underwater and I hope you're piranha bite. Hot Carter, I'ma kiss the spot for ya, and I'ma kiss the teeth screen. Wait a minute, Martin. Yeah, I turn you on like a handle, like a television on the Weather Channel. Cause I make it rain, girl. Now call me Wayne, girl. You just a earthling, you ain't never been to Wayne's World. I play the wind, wind. I bait them in. I do my thing, now you're in love with an alien. Polo on a beat, Weezy, yep, I'm at the plate again. Carrie, if you pitch it at me, I'ma swing away at it. Someone better play the fence, someone better tell them about me, baby. I'm the that's the only thing you smell around me. Weezy F, baby, don't forget the F around me. And if you do, then get the F around me. You're turning me off.
Yeah, yeah.
Polo, I told you I got you.
Miss Carrie, baby.
Miss Carrie, baby.
Nonchalant in the song, she says, "You better come correct how you're approaching me, not approaching."
That's
but
a
how
hood
you're
song, man.
That's so hood.
That's Kerry Hilson being
right.
Hood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Even Jennifer Hudson, you know, where you at? Where you be at?
Okay.
Really?
Okay. Mo Brown, Sugar the Diva Brown Show. Shout outs going out to Nonchalant. He's retweeting,
thank you.
So
yeah.
You know we can do all that. Shout outs going out to Sweet the Loli on Twitter.
Who?
Okay, Sweet the Loli.
Sweet the Loli.
Sweet the Loli.
What's that, Italian?
You don't know what the Loli means?
What's the Loli?
The Loli.
The Loli.
The Loli.
Oh, Sweet the Loli.
Yeah, Sweet the Loli, but you have to say it with an accent.
Oh, my Italian accent is not
it
rocking right
you
now.
You have some sweet, you know. Good
sweet.
Stuff down there.
Really?
Shout outs going out to DJ Junior Fresh.
Okay, big ups
to
Junior Fresh.
Big ups, big ups. Shout outs going out to Miss Lovely Ann.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Those are all the Twitter people out there. And Viva La Brooklyn. Shout outs going out to him. He has those t-shirts.
Which t-shirt?
I went to junior high school with him.
Really?
Yes. Viva La Brooklyn. The shirts that say Viva La Brooklyn.
Right.
Yes. So shout outs going out to him.
Can I get one?
You sure can. You need to tweet him.
Oh, what's
up? As a matter of fact.
He'll right? hook me up?
Okay.
Hold
maybe.
On a second. Hold on.
Viva,
his hold on.
Twitter name is Viva Brooklyn.
Can you just hold on? Let me get on
okay,
my Twitter
so
account.
Anyway, entertainment news today. Lots to talk about. All right. So Ashanti's little sister, her name is Shia.
Uh-huh.
She went to the club and they're saying that Omarion is her man or something like that.
What? Wait.
Yeah, that's cute.
How
I love
does her
it.
Sister look though? She's hot? She's hot like a
I mean,
Ashanti?
She's okay. She's cute. She's 22.
Hold on. She got Ashanti thighs though.
What? Her name is Kanasia.
Kanasia. Whoa.
All right. Well, yeah.
Kanasia.
She loves to party, they say. And
let me see.
And
they got
she
a pic?
Was spotted with Omarion in the VIP section of, you know, the nightclub.
They got a pic of her right there?
Yes.
Let me see.
And they're similar on the side. She's a cutie. Cutie
okay.
patootie. So go
nice.
Ahead. Omarion and Ashanti's little sister. That is nice. So cute. I like. Don't you like?
I do. Do you think that she had to get clearance from her older sister to date Omarion?
No, she's grown. Sit down somewhere with all that madness.
I'm just saying, sometimes you need clearance.
All right, so here's that show, Love & Hip Hop, that was so hood rat to
it's
me.
Back?
Tierra Marie.
She's
you
on
know,
it?
Yes. The Tierra Marie is now going to be on Love & Hip Hop. I don't understand why.
And guess
I don't
who else is going to be on
why?
There? Jewels. And his wife.
Jewel Santana.
And his girlfriend or whatever.
Okay. You got to be real hip hop heads to know these people. Okay, guys?
So,
okay, guys?
What's up? Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, I don't know.
Dipset.
I guess that's interesting.
Dipset.
I guess that's interesting.
So, Tierra Marie, like, really? Like,
yeah. All right.
So, wait. I know what it is.
What?
She has an album coming out.
Well, that's, hey.
Just like Olivia. She had an album coming out. She was on the show. December, number one hit single. Then,
it was a number one hit single?
It was a hit. I don't know about a number
who
one hit single.
Okay.
But that was a good
I'm
song.
Not that, oh, okay. All right, so topic of the day today. What is the craziest thing that you've done because of love? Nonchalant, have you thought about that yet?
Yeah, I was giving it some serious consideration. I sat back. I thought about it real hard and long. Pause.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I came up with, I made dinner one night. And I think that was like the most difficult thing I had to do for love.
What do you
Because I'm not a cook.
That is so lame. We need some juice.
Some juice?
Yes, I need juice. All right. Fire. Interesting.
Fire.
Things.
Something interesting. The most craziest thing I think I did for love might have been when I suspected that my...
Suspected?
I suspected that my girlfriend was cheating.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Talk faster.
You know, this is hard for me right now.
You crying?
Yeah, it brings
me back.
Okay,
so what happened?
Memories.
Take us through the story really quick.
You know, I've been trying to reach her all day. You know, I was unsuccessful. This is before, you know, texting and everything. So it was basic phone calls, going to voicemail. I'm like, what's going on? You left work, trying to reach you. I can't, blah, blah, blah. Then I finally get in contact with her and she's like, you know, I had to go do this and that. I'm on my way home. I'm like, all right, cool. But, you know, the story didn't sound consistent, you know.
So what'd you do?
And I knew she was messing. No, she was talking to some cat. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the house and see what's up.
So
instead
went?
Of me going home, I just went to her crib and I waited outside. And, you know, my timing was perfect. I got there. She pulls up in the car with the dude and they were smoking weed and doing whatever they were doing.
Pimping!
So, you know, being the gentleman that I was, I opened the door for her.
Opened somebody else's door? That is so rude.
Why not? She was home anyway. She was getting out. So I just opened the door. She had that shocked look on her face.
Did you say anything to the
dude? No. What was there to say?
So you just opened his door?
Of course. Why not? He wasn't going to get out and open it for her. He probably was going to drop her off and keep on moving. So I opened the door for her, let her out, you know, nicely, And then she had some splaining to do in the hallway, and she did that. But I think that was probably the craziest thing.
What'd she say?
She was copping a plea. I don't remember. I didn't really believe it at the time. So I was just going in one ear and out the other. So that was it.
So you opened somebody's car door. Ooh.
Yeah. No, but I met her and I caught her. But I wasn't actually in the act.
That's pretty serious.
But, you know.
Oh, I told y'all about my crazy story.
You have plenty. Mo Brown has plenty of crazy things that she's done for love. So,
I have done crazy things
Mine's
for
love. Mine's is kind of subdued compared to yours.
How do you know the craziest thing I've done for love?
Haven't you mentioned it on the air like a number of times?
I know. I can't believe I lied to my parents and told them that I was going to church and I really went to my boyfriend's house.
That's kind of crazy.
How are you going to say you're going to church and then you go to your boyfriend's house? Because, okay, what happened was I can't believe I'm saying this. Oh, we did read the Bible, though.
Before or after the fact?
My parents, I don't know where they were. I don't know if they went away or something happened. But I told them I was going to church and I went to his house. We were going to go to church together, but that's not what happened.
Right.
When I got there, he had eggs and turkey sausage.
Right, the plan changed.
And toast and everything ready for me. So I ended up sitting and eating breakfast.
How many pieces of sausage did you eat?
It was those hot sausages too. It wasn't even, right. I don't know. It was like, you know, sometimes when you fry hot dogs or Vienna sausages, that's what they did.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, in a little hood cell. It was good though. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So Viva La Brooklyn is the name of the guy who makes
Viva Brooklyn. Okay, so anyway. So I told him I was going to church and we were going to go. I promised we were, but we didn't make it.
You didn't make it?
But I did read a scripture in the Bible with him, if that makes it any better. Or is that still corn?
No, it makes it somewhat better.
It is so cornball. I can't believe I'm saying that. I really hope my mom and dad aren't listening because they're going to be like, you liar.
Remember that day?
Yeah, that now was one do. Crazy thing that I did. I'm still. Ugh. All right, so we got some new music. It's not really new, but, you know, it's somewhat. All right, so Mr. J. Cole and
I like this track
Trey
right
Songz.
Here.
This is my song right here.
I'm going to
What's
Cuba.
It called?
I'm
What's
going
it called?
To Cuba right now.
What's it called? Can't get enough.
Can't get enough. Can't get enough. Can't get enough.
Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Sugar.
I need a Cuban cigar right about now.
South side. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. East side. West side. Worldwide. Ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes, then follow your moves all week on Twitter. Probably make a reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't rap, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with old bitch came. She calling, she texting, she's falling. But let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend skate, girl, cause don't play them X games. Nope, straight sexing. No handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock. No time for the gossip. Put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick. Well, it's just some you be up to no good and everybody know. My homegirls tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got?
God, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough for what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that. Glow, try to cold, hot, to even wait out in London town. What's holler, cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with Bungie down. Met a bad that'll all night, that'll all night. You just cut off lights. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last look. Alright, she be down for whatever. Whenever I wanna get up, alright. Never fuss or fight. On the grind trying to find this lead ace. I love it when you give me, but I hate it when you give me headaches.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, a mistress and some. You be up to no good and everybody know. My own girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough of what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need hate. Cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry like change for a 20. So what I look like, skirt? It's over there, look like nerves. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I be up, that's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I yep, that's the hook right there.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, a mistress and some. You be up to no good and everybody know. My own girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough for what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
I don't know what that is, but all right. Go ahead, nice. Mr. J. Cole. Mad props going out to you, baby, baby. Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show, 718-488-1590.
Cool world.
T.I.
King
was
of the South.
On The View.
What?
And he was looking like, you know, he had his little Cosby sweater.
Cosby sweater?
It was a Cosby sweater, but you know, it was a V-neck sweater and
okay.
His glasses. He was not looking like nobody's rapper.
Okay.
But I'm proud of him.
So he looked like corporate T.I.
Yes, corporate T.I.
Okay.
And he has a relationship book. Is that what it's saying? Power and Beauty.
He wrote a relationship book?
Yeah, he wrote a relationship book called Power and Beauty. And it was during his time when he was in jail.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm...
Who said jail's a bad thing? Look at that. Come out, you make
movies.
If
you need to be alone and stuff, if you need some time to yourself because you're going crazy.
Solitary confinement.
You need to go to lockup to get it together, yo. Anytime you feeling stressed out, man. Jail is... No, I'm just playing. That is not a joke. Because you know what?
No,
life can
not.
Change in the snap
blink
of a finger.
Yep.
Snap
the
of blink,
a, blink
of a finger.
Of a finger, snap of an eye.
In the snap of an eye. It can. One second, you can be chilling, driving down a highway. Next thing you know,
pulled
somebody
over.
Do something. You pull over. You locked up.
Just like your boy just got locked up the other day. Soulja Boy, tell him.
Why'd he get locked up?
21 years old, he was driving the car like 3 o'clock in the morning, got pulled over by the feds, mm-hmm. Well, the police, highway patrol, or whatever they called it down there, mm-hmm. And I guess he had some weed and had a gun in the car, you know, stuff like that.
Sucks.
So he got locked up.
Sucks.
Yeah, man.
But, and see, things like that always happen. Like, you could be in the car with somebody and not know that there's weed or anything.
Right. That's the same thing that happened with T.I. It was, you know, his wife's drugs. He just didn't know. It was there.
That should just make weed legal by now. I bet you they make weed legal. Nobody would smoke it.
Oh,
people smoking,
man.
It and sniffing and doing all that stuff. It go out of style.
Yeah, we
people do all that stuff because you can't, so it's risky.
Right.
But if it's not risky anymore, people ain't gonna do it.
I think it's beyond risky. I think it's risky and it gives you a good feeling.
Well, have you ever been high before?
I've caught contact. I've never rolled a joint, no.
I didn't ask you that. Have you ever puff, puff, give?
No. I never rolled. I never passed. No. No ciphers, no.
Cipher? Really?
No ciphers, no.
You are so porn. Yo.
Hold on a second.
You are buns. Yo, hold on a second.
I'm buns because I never rolled the spliff.
No, I'm not saying I roll one either or anything. I'm just saying.
I'm buns because I never smoked
the
joint.
I mean, we've done things, you know, as a teenager or whatever. But I was in church or whatever, so, you know.
But so you smoked weed in church?
No, I grew up in church.
So you got your weed from the church?
No.
That's not what you're saying?
Well, yo, real talk. Like, I had a boyfriend that was in church, like,
and he dealt weed.
He was dealing with the pastor's son, which was, like, selling stuff. Like, they come, man.
That is hilarious.
Correct. Like, they like, yo, I got this.
Gospel weed. There you go.
Gospel weed.
Got the gospel joint right here for you.
You know, some people listening right now. I'm so sorry.
It's so good. At least you didn't name the church that you went to, so. You're good money, money.
I can't.
No. I ain't saying to do that.
I'm not saying to do that. All right. So we got some Ashanti.
Go ahead, play Ashanti. Since her sister is going out with Omarion.
Oh, gosh. Bang bang, bully. That's not what I'm playing. First of all,
bang bang.
I'm actually going to do a little Rihanna.
Okay.
I just got shut down. Now she has a new video out right now. Looking kind of sexy and hot.
Yeah, I heard it's supposed to be pretty good. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. I gotta check that out.
Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. Oh, man down.
Sacrifice. I didn't mean to end this life. I know it was alright. I can't even sleep and I can't get it out my mind. I need to get out of sight, but I end up behind bars. What started out as a simple altercation turns into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking on the time that I'm facing. I didn't mean to hurt him. Could have been somebody's son. And I took his heart when I pulled out that gun. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down. Mama, 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 I just shot a man down in Central Station. Expect me to do if you're playing me for a fool. I will lose my cool and reach for my firearm. I didn't mean to lay him down, but it's too late to turn back now. Don't know what I was thinking. Now he's no longer living, so I'm about to leave town. Yeah, 'cause I didn't mean to hurt him. Could have been somebody's son, and I took his heart with. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down. Mama, 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 I just shot a man down in Central Station. Mama, mama.
bag on top of me, yeah. But if you think you're gonna get away from me, you better change your mind. You're going home. You're going home with me tonight. Let me hold you, go caress my back. Sky, waiting hard on me, got my python hollering for mercy, yeah. Then the whisper in her ears went harder, and then she said to me, boy, just push that thing, push it harder back on me. So let me hold you, go caress my body. You got me going crazy, you turn me on.
Not exactly.
Hater. Mo Brown, Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. You're hating. All right. So, topic of the day today is, what is the craziest thing that you've done for love? Let me get some instrumental here with me. All right. Who's this? Runners Town? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, someone says the craziest thing that they've done for love is they drove from New York.
Okay.
All the way to Florida.
That's a long drive.
My instrumental? Because I can't hear it. What is this? Oh,
you got
no
like
wonder.
Two things going on.
I sure do. All right, they drove
kinda
all the way.
Kind of dope, though. That's kind of dope.
They drove all the way from New York to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long that is to drive from New York to Florida?
That's like 24 hours.
To meet a guy. And the guy ignored her calls the whole time she got there.
Wow.
Good thing she had a friend there. She said she called her friend. She was going to stay by her friend's house because she wasn't going to stay at this new guy's house. But she says that he ignored her calls.
Wow.
Did not call her at all. Knew that she was driving up there. She said she was so hurt. So hurt. Can you imagine you driving a full day to go meet somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there. And the person does not respond to any of your phone calls or just play you like that? Knowing that you're from New York, not even like you're 2 hours away.
So hold on a second. So she drove. Was this a surprise? Was she going down there to surprise
she
him?
She says that she told him she was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe he thought that she was getting on an airplane or something. No, she said she told him she was driving down there. Right. And he said, all right, cool. Call me when you get here.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't show up. Didn't answer the phone, nothing. She said she Facebooked, she emailed, she called, she texted over and
she
over
tweeted?
And over.
Did she tweet?
See, I don't know all that information.
See, you got to tweet. If you miss out on the Twitter part, forget it. You're done. She Facebooked? You got to Facebook too. You know what I'm saying? You got to try all your means of communication nowadays. You just can't leave it to the telephone.
All I know is that's mean, it's rude, and it's crazy. And I mean, did you really love this person?
That
like, if you
hilarious.
Were going down there to meet them? Like, if a person could disrespect you like that?
Right. So is she still talking to him?
I don't know all that information. I just asked the question for the topic of the day, and that is the response that I got.
Oh, man. Are they still together?
But, you know, I mean, I hope you found somebody new and
maybe,
somebody that
maybe he was
wonderful, you
know,
to you.
Maybe he was comfortable with the long-distance relationship, and when she was
you know
getting
what?
Closer,
does happen.
He
that's
was
just
like, you know what?
Show.
I think
that was
that's
on
too
with
much.
The Salt and Pepper show mm-hmm. with a friend. She had a 2-year phone relationship with this guy, and then when she met him, uh-huh. he was not interested in her.
Wow. A 2-year phone relationship?
Yeah.
Not even a Skype? This phone?
They're probably, yeah, I think they were on, I don't know. I can't remember on the show.
So hold on.
Didn't you watch the Salt and Pepper show? No.
Salt and Pepper show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the one that had the fat tongue, the girl. The friend.
He had he didn't have no 2-year relationship. He had 2 months.
It was 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's so crazy, right?
That's crazy.
That's so sad. I would have, look. Y'all,
hold on.
Right.
Somebody just hit me up with a story. Okay. I bought my ex a beautiful neck piece and a $100 New York hat for his birthday.
A $100 New York hat?
Yeah. Crazy. What was it? Diamond encrusted?
I know, right?
What was in the hat? What was in the hat? All right. 2 weeks after that, I found out he cheated on me. Okay. Rolled out to his apartment 3 days later with my girl when I knew he wasn't home. Broke in through the window and stole my stuff back.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about.
Listen.
One
month later, we get back together. Oh. He was like, baby, someone broke into my and stole my hat and my chain. I was like,
that's like,
oh,
baby
damn,
boy.
Damn, you need to get out the hood.
That's like
that's
baby
hilarious.
Boy,
get up
like,
out the hood.
Baby, someone stole my car.
Yeah.
Your car, Jody.
Oh, man. That is hilarious.
That's how you do it, girl. That's how you do it.
That
if you
is
gotta,
funny.
If you gotta do that, you gotta do
what you gotta do. Broke into the crib and took all his goodies, man. Took it all back.
We got one person saying that they drove 3 hours starting at 2 a.m. and uh-huh. it was December, so you know it was burr.
But you're driving, so you got heat. I hope he had heat in the car.
He said that his window wouldn't roll up.
See, I knew there was a reason why he threw in that December part.
He was going to stop her from joining the army.
that's what's up.
Oh,
now, the question is, did he succeed in stopping her?
That is love, son. 3 hours.
In December with your windows not rolled up.
That's bananas.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. I love you, but I ain't driving no. I'm like,
you
went, cold.
You went, hold on a second. You wouldn't drive three. You wouldn't throw on a hoodie, a thermo, a scarf. You would do whatever you got
to
do.
To stop the person from going to the army
of course,
if I love them.
If you love them. So what
three
happened?
3 hours. Son, you probably got frostbite on the tip of your nose.
Listen, it was worth it. Now, the question is, did they stop the person from going to the army?
Please let us know. Did the person join the army? I can't.
Hit us up on Twitter at Miss Mo Brown Sugar at In The Mix Radio.
There
you go. At In The Mix Radio at Miss Mo Brown Sugar. That's a funny story right there.
Yes. Hot.
Things you do for love. Unbelievable.
All right, Mo Brown Sugar has a lot in store for you. I just finished shooting my music video for my new song, Hollywood.
You got a song?
Yes, I do. The club mix is coming up.
Hollywood.
Yes, it's called Hollywood.
Nice.
So I want to play that for you guys today.
When? Right now?
Right now.
You're going to do it right now?
I'm going to do it right now,
do
guys.
It. Do it. Do it.
Do it. So
let's
this
do it.
Is Mo Brown Hollywood featuring Enigma.
Okay.
Please go to iTunes and get the song. It's like
now it's like, what, $10 for
no,
the song?
No, it's like 99 cents. Okay?
Really? 99
so
cents?
So just type in Mo Brown Hollywood. It's only 99 cents.
99.
Okay?
Hold on
We've
a second.
We've got the music video coming up. We've got the club mix coming up. So please.
You said on what?
Please
iTunes?
Support Mo Brown Sugar. Yes.
Is it on iTunes. Amazon?
It's on Amazon as well. Rhapsody.
Yeah,
and
Rhapsody.
Some more stuff. So, yee-tippee! Ladies and gentlemen.
Can I get on my Google phone?
You can get it anywhere, darling.
Yeah?
You can get it anywhere. Mo Brown Sugar. What? Hollywood.
Anywhere?
Yes, anywhere.
I'm going to Hollywood. I'm going to make movies every day. Beautiful home to be a star on stage. Hollywood,
Wondering if the feeling lasts past to the night. And for years waiting, nigga, is your rap is the light and ignite. I'm gonna set the stage in the name on fire and do the same to the lames. Well done, I'm raising my stake in the game. Straight dope, you would think I made it a cane. I'm sane, all them other boys stay tuned. Wayne, I'm up to Batman like Bruce Wayne. Got fly, but to me, y'all are too plain. You would swear being whack is the new way. Calm down if the rhyme's gonna spill. They say that time is money, so this time is for real. Let's do a Hollywood like a sign in the hills. Named by the X when I'm signing my deal. I'm rhyming for life, I rhyme for a meal. A lot of times you won't get a rhyme from the real. I rap so you can see they ain't crying with the skills. I refuse to kill time, so this time I'ma kill. Be the best, be my satisfaction. Like bring it on, yeah, lights, camera, action. Taking over the world, the stars are blowing up. You know what's up, you nigga, my Hollywood on bus.
Hollywood.
So that was you singing that, June?
Yes, that was. That was my
who was
song.
That rapping?
And that was Enigma.
Enigma.
Yes.
So 99 cents. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can cop that right now.
The club mix is being worked on right now. So you guys can check that out. Follow the Diva Brown Show on... oh, my gosh. My earphones are so broken.
Those are really
I am
bad
on
earphones.
Facebook, The Diva Brown Show, just like that. Yay! And Miss Mo Brown Sugar on Twitter. So you guys just heard Hollywood featuring Enigma. And what do you think, Nonchalant?
I like it. I like it.
Are you sure?
You know what? Let me be honest with you for a second.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. I heard the song, mm-hmm. all right? And I stole it from you. And I played it on my show.
Okay.
On my Thursday Night Delight, every Thursday from 7 to 10. And mm-hmm. people were digging the song. They like the song. I played it on my Saturday show. They're feeling the song as well. Okay. And I heard you mention they're coming out with a club version.
Yeah.
A dance version. So when that dance version comes out, that's going to be crazy too.
I'm excited about it. I am. All right. So I got to do some throwback. We did some new. Now we got to do some old school. Yes. MoBrownSugar.Podomatic.com. That's MoBrownSugar.Podomatic.com.
That's your archive, right?
Yes.
That's what's up. Yes. I got one of those too, but I won't give it to you today.
Oh, before I play some TLC throwback, on the cover of the Rock GQ, well, the GQ for the magazine's Rock issue.
Okay.
We got Eminem on the cover.
Okay.
We've got Lil Wayne.
Wheezy.
And I cannot remember this man's name. That is so...
Who's that?
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. Okay.
Yes. So they are this 43 other gods of rock. So I guess there's about 46 gods of rock.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Wayne,
yeah.
A god of rock.
I didn't know that.
Dad, I can't.
He's a god of rock.
He's a god of rock. I can't.
Wait, when did he become a rock star? Wait.
Well, he has a rock album.
Okay, but a rock album. To become a god of rock, I think you need to have more than just one rock album. And for you to win numerous rock awards, I don't know. What qualifies him to be a rock star? I mean, whatever that title is. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I just can't. I just can't. But, I mean, kudos going out to you, Lil Wayne. Good stuff. I mean, you know?
Right.
Hey.
And Lil Wayne doesn't play the guitar like Keith does.
Like, I know, right? Like, what the hell?
Lil Wayne uses auto-tunes to sing a rock song.
I guess.
Wow.
Hopefully I make it on the cover of GQ for the rock stars.
There you go. Yeah, that's a rock track right there, isn't
Hollywood.
It?
Hollywood.
There you go.
Okay. So Will Smith, he has a part ownership of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yes, him and Jada. They're part owners of the 76ers.
Money in the bank.
Yeah, congratulations. Let's give him a round of applause. He joins Usher, who is part... Usher, who's minority owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'm going to go get me, the Jets. I'm going to part own the Jets.
The Jets?
Yeah.
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 Jay-Z, part owner of the Brooklyn Nets.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
what's up. And Mo Brown's going to be the Jets. Why the Jets?
I just said it, okay?
You know what sport the Jets play?
Mo Brown
Hold
owns
on a second.
Her film
Do you know
company.
What sport the Jets play?
Football. Don't play yourself.
I'm just making sure.
Don't play yourself.
I'm just making sure.
Anyway, I want to shout out my film production company, Sugar Productions. We got some good things in the making right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got some auditions coming up for Tears of a Phoenix. It is a drama mm-hmm. about a female named Michael who is just going through a hard time in life. No, it's not a story like. What's the heavyset girl name?
Precious.
Yeah, it's not like Precious, you know. But her mother is a prostitute, and her dad did leave her, trying to make her drink alcohol and, you know, all that good stuff. So it's a very good story. We have auditions for that coming up. So if you are
a
high school student, if you are between the ages and an actor between the ages of 14 to 18,
hold on, I
please
can play.
Send your headshot and resume to Sugar. Oh no, look at me. I gotta get together. Film Phoenix. Film Phoenix.
Why don't you just
at gmail.com.
Hold on a second.
Film Phoenix.
Right.
.sp at gmail.com. Okay. You know how to spell Phoenix. So it's FILM PHOENIX.
Right.
.sp. At gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
All right.
Okay, any other roles up for grabs?
Because I might want. Yes, there are, but I do want to capture the young people, you know, let them know that I'm casting and all that jazz. All right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we're going to hit them off with a little bit of TLC. No
okay.
scrubs. I don't want no scrubs.
No scrubs.
All right,
no
guys?
Scrubs.
Okay? And all the. I'm still laughing at the craziest thing that someone has ever done for love, like
you drive, have another story?
drive with the window down for 3 hours in December. He did say that he stopped her from going to the Army for a year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did for 1 year.
For 1 year.
Okay, so the drive was well worth it.
Going.
Did she come back?
What?
Did she come back?
I don't. Would you wait for somebody if they went off to the
Army? Of course.
You would?
Of course. Why not?
You wouldn't go. You wouldn't step out and do what you need to
no.
do.
No, she's out there defending her country.
Whatever. Shut up. Okay. You liar. You are a man. You ain't waiting for no woman in the Army.
What are you talking about? Why
Whatever,
not?
Yo. I'm not with it. I'm not with it.
You know, you know how many places you get to travel to when you get somebody in the military?
True.
You get to travel the world.
That's
you get to
true.
See it all.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
Free.
All right.
She's a lunch ticket.
Not okay. Like now, he did say she's back now, just to let
okay,
you
good,
know.
Okay, good. Welcome back.
All right, TLC, no scrubs. Mo Brown, Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. Let's take it back, y'all.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine. Is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. None of your time and no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
He's still checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like glass and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a baby.
Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
against me. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Even though I still can feel a sting. No need to second guess me. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. See, I don't mind you putting up a little bit of fight. It's alright, but why run from what's gonna hold you tight through any complications, baby? Maybe we can start tonight. I saw the dirty look you gave me. Don't care what your ex do. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Ain't no one gonna love you like I'm gonna love you. And if you dare, don't dare, send me straight the voicemail, babe. I'm just gonna text you. Hope it ain't no issue. I just gotta let you know no one gonna love you like I'm gonna love you. See, I don't mind you putting up a little bit of fight. It's alright, but why run from what's gonna hold you tight through any complications, baby? Maybe we can stop tonight.
Gonna love you like I love you, right, Najalan?
That song is nice. I like that song.
That song is dope.
It's a nice track.
Yeah, and she's looking good in the video too.
She is.
I like her a little heavier and a little bit meatier.
You know what? You're not the first person to say that, and I agree with you. I like her with a little bit of meat
you,
on her.
You like meat, so you can grab it.
Grab, squeeze. I mean, I just think, she looked better with the weight on.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, society, everybody wants to eat air and try to be, like, you know, skinny.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I'm small, but I'm not killing myself to be small. This is the way God made me. But you know what? If I had, like, a really fat donkey.
All right. Listen.
I would think I am all that and a bag of chips.
All that and a bag of chips.
But I know that after I have a kid.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
What's gonna happen?
I'm going to be so fine.
You think so? You're going to be finer?
I am going to be so fine. I already know.
You already know?
Dude's going to be like, hey, yo, ma. Hey, yo, ma.
Literally, hey,
dude's
yo, gonna ma.
Dude's going to be like, excuse me, miss. You know?
I am a mother.
That's not why I'll be fine,
oh,
Dorcas.
Okay, sorry.
It's because I'll then have the baby-making hips.
Oh, that's what it
so
is?
So when I sit down on the chair, it'll go, bam!
Bam!
Ooh! It'll be knocking people to the side.
You better be careful what you ask for.
If I ride the subway, because I'm not riding the subway pregnant. I'm sorry. Because people are so mean, I will kick somebody. Oh, let me be pregnant, angry, tired, and hungry.
Oh,
it'll be
man.
On like popcorn for everybody on the subway. If I ain't eating, nobody's eating on the subway. What?
You're going to need your own personal car or whatnot.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Move this traffic now.
That is funny.
Mo Brown, Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. It has been fun.
It has
great laughs.
What time is it?
It is 10:36 tonight.
You wrapping up?
Look, I can't tell what time it is because, you know, we're on at a different time in a different world.
Right,
I mean, in the same world.
But it still says 10:36 Eastern Standard. Sorry.
I got people that are listening in other countries.
It's okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's all right.
So tune in next time for the Diva Brown Show every third and fourth Wednesday of the month. Mm-hmm. Please keep up with the Diva Brown Show on Facebook and Miss Mo Brown Sugar on Twitter. I've got lots going on, guys. So go to sugarproductions.com. Go to, look, Nonchalant, you need to be focused here.
Yeah.
MoBrownSugar.Podomatic.com. Shout outs to all the emails and the positive people. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And support Mo Brown and E.Nigma when you go to iTunes and purchase the song Hollywood.
99 cents.
Yes. And we've got the club mix coming soon. So shout outs going out to that song, to me, E.Nigma, and DJ Spinfo. How you doing? Shout outs going out to you. All right, so I'm ending it off, guys, with a little bit of Back in the Day, Erykah Badu. Mm-hmm. That's how we do.
Erykah.
Yes. All right. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Because, you know, we're still in the week, right?
Yeah, it is. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, sure
Hump
is.
Day.
All right, Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. This is...